This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 93 Biography of Kevin Cramer, the Senator from North Dakota. General Information. Kevin Cramer is a prominent American politician serving as the junior United States Senator from North Dakota since 2019. He is a member of the Republican Party, known for his conservative views and his advocacy for North Dakota's interests in energy, agriculture, and rural development. Born on January 21, 1961, in Rolette, North Dakota, Cramer has deep roots in the state, which has shaped his political career and policy focus. Early life and education. Kevin Cramer was born in Rolette, North Dakota, to a family with a strong agricultural background. His early life was marked by the values of hard work and community involvement, which are common in rural America. He attended North Dakota State University, NDSU, in Fargo, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts in Education in 1983. During his time at NDSU, Cramer was active in student government and various campus organizations, which sparked his interest in public service. After his undergraduate studies, Cramer pursued further education at the University of Mary in Bismarck, where he obtained a Master of Management degree in 2003. This additional education equipped him with the skills necessary for his later roles in public administration and politics. Early career. Following his graduation from NDSU, Kevin Cramer began his career in the private sector, working in sales and management for various companies, including the American Express Financial Advisors. His experience in the business world provided him with insights into economic issues, which later influenced his political stances. In 1991, Cramer transitioned into public service when he was appointed as the state tourism director by Governor Ed Schaefer. This role allowed him to promote North Dakota's attractions and economy, enhancing his understanding of state governance and economic development. His career in public service continued to evolve as he served as the executive director of the North Dakota Republican Party from 1991 to 1993, and later as chairman of the North Dakota Public Service Commission from 2003 to 2012. These positions were pivotal in shaping his political philosophy and public policy approach. Election history. Kevin Cramer's political ascent began with his election to the North Dakota Public Service Commission in 2003, where he served for nearly a decade. His tenure was marked by efforts to balance energy development with environmental concerns, reflecting his pragmatic approach to governance. In 2012, Cramer was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives, representing North Dakota's at-large congressional district. He won re-election in 2014 and 2016. Showcasing his growing influence and popularity within the state. His most significant electoral achievement came in 2018 when he ran for the U.S. Senate against incumbent Democrat Heidi Heitkamp. Despite a closely contested race, Cramer won with 55.1% of the vote, becoming North Dakota's junior senator. Political stances. Kevin Cramer is known for his conservative stances, particularly on economic and energy policies. He supports deregulation in the energy sector, advocating for increased oil and gas production, which aligns with North Dakota's economic interests given its significant oil reserves. On environmental issues, while acknowledging the need for environmental protection, Cramer often prioritizes economic development, arguing for a balanced approach that does not stifle industry growth. In terms of fiscal policy, he is a proponent of tax cuts and reducing government spending, reflecting his belief in limited government intervention in the economy. He has been a vocal critic of what he perceives as excessive federal spending and regulations. Cramer's stance on social issues tends to align with traditional conservative values. He supports pro-life policies and has been an advocate for religious freedom, often citing his Christian faith as a guiding principle in his legislative decisions. On foreign policy, he has expressed support for a strong national defense but has also criticized prolonged military engagements without clear objectives. His approach often reflects a desire for America to lead by example rather than through direct intervention. Throughout his career, Kevin Cramer has maintained a focus on rural issues, understanding the unique challenges faced by his constituents in North Dakota. His legislative efforts often aim at improving infrastructure, supporting agriculture, and ensuring that rural America is not left behind in national policy discussions. Kevin Cramer, the senator from North Dakota, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his deep-rooted connection to the state, having been born and raised in North Dakota, which gives him an intrinsic understanding of the local issues and the needs of its people. His background in agriculture, having grown up on a farm, resonates with many in this agriculturally driven state, making him a relatable figure who understands the challenges faced by farmers and rural communities. Another key factor in Senator Cramer's support base is his advocacy for energy policies that benefit North Dakota. The state is rich in natural resources, particularly oil from the Bakken Formation, and Cramer has been a vocal proponent of policies that support the oil and gas industry. His efforts to reduce regulatory burdens and promote energy independence align with the economic interests of many North Dakotans, who see the energy sector as a vital component of the state's economy. His stance on environmental regulations, while controversial, is seen by his supporters as a necessary balance between economic growth and environmental stewardship. Senator Cramer's approach to governance also plays a significant role in his popularity. He is known for his conservative values, which appeal to a large segment of North Dakota's electorate. His commitment to reducing government overreach, supporting Second Amendment rights, and advocating for pro-life policies aligns with the conservative ethos prevalent in the state. His legislative record reflects these values, often pushing for bills that reflect his constituents' priorities, thereby reinforcing his image as a representative who listens and acts on their behalf. Moreover, Kevin Cramer's personal engagement with his constituents has been a cornerstone of his political career. He is often seen at local events, town halls, and community gatherings, making himself accessible to the people he represents. This hands-on approach not only humanizes him but also builds trust, as people feel they have direct access to their senator, which is not always the case with politicians at the federal level. His ability to communicate effectively, often with a touch of humor and a down-to-earth demeanor, further endears him to voters. Lastly, Senator Cramer's legislative achievements, particularly in areas like veterans affairs, have solidified his support. North Dakota has a significant veteran population, and Cramer's work on the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs has been well received. He has pushed for better health care, benefits, and support systems for veterans, which resonates deeply with many families in the state. His efforts to streamline bureaucracy and improve service delivery for veterans are seen as direct benefits to the community, enhancing his reputation as a senator who gets things done. One of the primary reasons people do not support Senator Kevin Cramer from North Dakota is his stance on environmental issues. Many constituents and environmental groups criticize him for his support of fossil fuel industries over renewable energy initiatives. Cramer has often voted against measures aimed at reducing carbon emissions and promoting green energy, which has alienated voters who prioritize climate change action. His opposition to regulations that would curb pollution from coal and oil industries is seen as a direct affront to those advocating for a cleaner, sustainable future. Another significant point of contention is his legislative record on health care. Senator Cramer has consistently opposed the Affordable Care Act, ACA, and efforts to expand Medicaid, arguing that these programs are too costly and inefficient. This stance has drawn ire from those who believe that health care should be a right, not a privilege, and who see the ACA as a critical step towards universal coverage. His votes against measures to protect pre-existing conditions and to lower drug prices have further fueled dissatisfaction among voters who feel these issues directly impact their quality of life. Cramer's positions on social issues also contribute to his lack of support among certain demographics. He has been vocal about his opposition to abortion rights, supporting legislation that would severely restrict or ban the procedure. This has not only mobilized pro-choice advocates against him but has also raised concerns about women's autonomy over their bodies. Additionally, his views on same-sex marriage and transgender rights, which often align with traditional conservative values, have estranged him from the more progressive and younger voters who see these issues as fundamental to equality and human rights. His approach to economic policy, particularly his support for tax cuts for the wealthy and corporations, has been met with criticism. Many argue that these policies exacerbate income inequality and do not benefit the average North Dakotan. Cramer's endorsement of trickle-down economics is viewed skeptically by those who believe that wealth should be more evenly distributed to stimulate local economies from the ground up. His votes in favor of tax reforms that primarily benefit high earners have led to accusations of being out of touch with the economic realities faced by his constituents. Lastly, his foreign policy decisions, especially his unwavering support for military engagements and defense spending, have not sat well with those advocating for peace and reallocation of funds towards domestic needs like education and infrastructure. Cramer's hawkish views on international relations, particularly his support for military aid to countries like Saudi Arabia, have been criticized for potentially entangling the U.S. in unnecessary conflicts. This stance has led to a divide with voters who prefer a more isolationist or diplomatic approach to global affairs. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.